Next, we go to the High Court, which has this morning ordered that secondary school teacher Enoch Burke should be imprisoned immediately for what it called a clear, deliberate and persistent contempt of an order directing him to stay away from Wilson's Hospital School. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell was in court. She's with us now. Orla, what more can you tell us?
Well, this was a judgment that was 55 pages long, Cian, and contained some very strong comments by Mr. Justice Brian Cregan about what is now a saga that has gone on for more than 3 years in the courts with Enoch Burke and his family. And the judge said that they were engaged in the most deliberate, sustained and concerted attack on the civil courts and the rule of law in this country in recent times. Now, he said what his decision today wasn't about transgenderism. He said the court hadn't directed Mr. Burke to do anything that was in conflict with his religious beliefs. It just wanted him to obey a court order. And he said that far too much attention had been focused on Enoch Burke and not enough on the children and teachers at Wilson's Hospital School. He pointed out the school had had to employ security guards at a rate of €1,000 a week solely and exclusively to keep Enoch Burke out, rather than spending this money on pupils. And the judge described this as the grotesque behaviour of a teacher putting his own ridiculous sense of himself above the needs of his pupils, and said Mr. Burke was willing to sacrifice the pupils of the school on the altar of his fanatical campaign against transgenderism. And when it comes to Mr. Burke's presence at the school, the judge said this was deeply unsettling. He said he was roaming around the corridors. He was a baleful and malign presence. He was an intruder stalking the school, its teachers and pupils. And he spoke about the fact that it was a deliberate strategy of confrontation. He said Mr. Burke had been dismissed because one of the reasons he'd been dismissed was because of verbal aggression. And he said he had been shown verbal aggression by Mr. Burke, which was unprecedented. He was particularly exercised about a comment by Mr. Burke in court when he told the judge to wipe that smirk off your face, and he said it was not normal behaviour for someone to use such an expression to a High Court judge. And he said Mr. Burke's verbal aggression, unregulated anger, lack of self-control and strategy of confrontation made him a potential danger to pupils and teachers at the school.
The judge also spoke about his family as well.
Yes, he said Mr. Burke and his family were intent, he said, upon a concerted, organised and systematic campaign to undermine the proper functioning of the courts. And this went way beyond what they had described as the issue of transgenderism. He said they would take it in turns to disrupt the court, and he said the court would not tolerate this level of abusive behaviour. And he pointed out that Enoch Burke and his family were governed by the rule of law, as every other citizen in this country is. It was the role of the courts to adjudicate impartially where there were clashes of constitutional rights, but he said that Enoch Burke wouldn't accept this. And he said the Burkes were trespassing at the school as a form of political protest to draw attention to their campaign against transgenderism. And he said they had a right to protest, but not to breach court orders. He said it wasn't true to suggest, as they had suggested, that they had a greater moral right or authority than the courts, that they had a God-given right to do what they do. And he said he wouldn't take any lesson in religion from the Burkes. He said they had no monopoly on Christian values. And he urged Mr. Burke to reflect on some of Jesus's words in the Bible, which he quoted. For example, in the Sermon on the Mount, he said, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." And the judge said Mr. Burke should reflect on this. And he also said he should ponder the words, "Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's and unto God the things that are God's." And he said these words were generally interpreted to mean that Christians should obey civil laws. He also said Mr. Burke was telling lies, and while he was entitled to his beliefs, he wasn't entitled to his own reality.
What happens now, Orla?
Well, the judge said his order committing Mr. Burke to prison would be perfected today. So he said fines hadn't worked, security guards hadn't worked, and he had no other option left but to imprison him again. He's already spent around 500 days in different periods over the last 3 years in Mountjoy Prison. The judge, as I say, he said he would perfect his order today. He said that the school's solicitors should collect that order and give it to An Garda Síochána, who would then bring Mr. Burke to Mountjoy. And he said this would be reviewed on December the 18th. He said Mr. Burke could be released from prison at any time if he decided to purge his contempt by guaranteeing that he would abide by the court order and stay away from the school. But otherwise, the case will come back on December the 18th, and he ordered that Mr. Burke should be produced from prison on that date. He also ordered said that the other members of the family, Mr. Burke and his brother Isaac, his sister Ami and mother Martina, he ruled that criminal contempt proceedings should be taken against them because of their conduct in previous court hearings before him. He's also due to give another ruling on other issues in the case, including the possible temporary seizure of vehicles belonging to members of the Burke family, and he said he would do that probably next week.
Legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell, thank you.